Morning Stackers. Welcome back to My Mom's Basement. I'm Joe Saul-Sehy, Average Joe Money on Twitter. We got a fun show today because when we spun the wheel today, we decided to have headlines about the Super Bowl. We didn't decide. The wheel decided that we'd do a fun headline about the Super Bowl today. What do the Super Bowl and the stock market have in common? Maybe a lot more than you think they have in common. And then second is an annuity. Oh, a lot of people just threw up in their mouth when I said annuity. Is an annuity in your future? We're going to find out today. And by the way, the answers to both of those questions are going to be a little different than you think. So happy we're coming to Florida in mid-April, which is good. It's not especially cold here, but I know back when I lived in Michigan, a break right at the end of winter in the cold spring, great time to get down to Florida. We're going to be there for what we call the Stacky Benjamins Experience, stackybenjamins.com/experience for more on that. And by the way, for those of you watching live on Facebook, today, as we record this at 11 a.m. Central, you do the math on your time zone. We're going to, Kathleen and I are going to be talking about the experience. If you've got questions, join us. If, by the way, you're watching a replay or you're listening to this, all you got to do is head to our Facebook page, stackybenjamins.com/iStackBenjamins, and we're going to leave that up so you can watch that video, watch us talk about the experience. All right, let's get into it. We got some great headlines, so let's move.
Hello, darlings. And now it's time for your favorite part of the show, our Stacking Benjamins headlines.
It's the only part of the show, so it's got to be your favorite part, right? It's your favorite and your least favorite all wrapped into one. Our first headline comes to us from Nevin Adams at Napa-Net. Are stocks swayed by the Super Bowl? Well, will your portfolio soar with the Eagles or get pummeled by the Patriots? That's what adherents of the so-called Super Bowl theory would like to conclude. Here's what the Super Bowl theory is. The Super Bowl theory holds that when a team from the old NFL wins the Super Bowl, the S&P 500 will go up. And when a team from the old AFL prevails, stock prices will fall. So you think initially, you're like, oh, that's a bunch of baloney. I mean, what does that have to do with anything? Well, listen to this. It's a theory that has been found to be correct nearly 80% of the time, 40 of the 51 Super Bowls so far. Though last year's big comeback by the AFC champion Patriots, who once were the AFL's Boston Patriots, against the then NFC champion Atlanta Falcons, alongside the 2017 market surge, surely places its validity in question, not to mention 2016 and the AFC's Broncos 24-10 victory over the Carolina Panthers, who represented the NFC. So the last couple of years in a row, theory hasn't held. But before that, Look pretty interesting. It's an unusual break, this piece says, in a streak that was sustained in 2015 following Super Bowl XLIX. I have to do the math on that one. What's that? 49? When the New England Patriots, yes, so same Patriots, bested the Seattle Seahawks 28-24, turned their fourth Super Bowl title. It also worked in 2014 and in 2013. So we had a nice little run before the break the last couple of years. Here's something else that's funny. Is down at the end of this. Where's the there's something in here about the team that wears white. On a separate note, despite technically being the home team, the Patriots will be wearing white jerseys. Not that they're superstitious or anything, but 12 of the last 13 Super Bowl winners, they were wearing white. And according to CBS, not only were the Pats in white the last time they beat the Eagles, they are only 2-2 when wearing blue jerseys in Super Bowl and 3-1 when in white. Clearly, that's the reason why they win the Super Bowl. So our big headline today is, does the Super Bowl move stocks? And of course, your takeaway has to be, go Eagles, right? I mean, it has to be. I'm not saying that I'm pro-Eagle over pro-Patriot. I'm just saying if I want the stock market to go up, the Eagles have to win. So go Eagles. Let's say hi briefly to our live audience on Facebook. This is just a bizarre headline, and I love it. Derek asks, market goes up for how long the rest of the year? Yes. It predicts that the market will have a great year The S&P 500 goes up when the NFL wins. The old AFL teams, if an old AFL team wins, Derek, the stock market goes down. So great year for the stock market if the Eagles come out ahead. Paul Vasey joins us also, Paul from Cash Crunch Games. Yes, Paul says bizarre theory. I totally agree. Dave says go Pats. Dave, it's got to be the Eagles. Are you listening to me? It's got to be the Eagles. Jonathan says says go Dallas Cowboys. Next year for your Cowboys, Jonathan, and for my Detroit Lions. I've been saying next year for my Detroit Lions forever. And Jennifer says, good morning. Good morning, Jennifer. Good seeing you. All right, let's move into our second headline. And this one might make some people throw open their mouth a little bit when they hear me say this. Should a no-load variable annuity have a place in your portfolio? See, I saw you. I can't see you, but I know that several of you twitched. Annuity, we can't talk about annuities. Annuities are horrible, Joe. What are you talking about? We thought you had some credibility until you started talking about annuities. This piece comes to us from Kiplinger, and it's written by Pete Lang, investment advisor representative for Lang Capital. He says, if you're close to or in retirement, two of your top priorities should be maximizing your income streams and minimizing your income taxes. One often overlooked investment vehicle that can accomplish both goals is a no-load variable annuity. And I love what he says next. He says, wait, don't close the page. Because I was going to when I read this. I know variable annuities get a bad rap, and in some cases, it's understandable. Buyers frequently pay fees that are so high, they erase any tax benefit they may bestow on the investor. Let's talk about some of the fees, because maybe you don't know why some of us get so anxious when we talk about annuities. So first of all, annuities are full of, to this author's point, are full of a bunch of fees that other investments don't have. The first fee is something called a mortality and expense fee. And this fee covers the insurance on an annuity. We're going to get back to this in a second, because an annuity is life insurance without a death benefit that's different than the money you put in it. So you put the money in, it goes up and down. If it's a variable annuity, that means it has things that look like mutual funds on the inside. They're called separate accounts, but you and I can think of them as mutual funds, and we get to the same place. So you've got a bunch of different funds inside. You pick the ones that you want, and then whatever that value is, that's how much money you have. There's no death benefit, but here's the deal. There are some benefits inside of an annuity that you can buy, which allow you to cash in for a little more money. So the mortality and expense fee covers those. And those are going to be the insurance pieces of an annuity are going to be different. I'm going to tell you some of the things that I like here in a minute. But first of all, we have the insurance. Second fee that we have, and this is where we start getting into baloney fees. There's an administrative expense fee. Whenever I see an administrative expense fee, I think, really? I was looking at my energy bill for January, which was through the roof because it never gets super cold here, but it was super cold the whole month of January. And my electric bill was just through the roof. It was amazing. And I went through it line by line, like I do a few times a year. And some of the baloney fees like this one, just incredible. Administrative expense fee covers the cost of things like mailings and ongoing service. So yes, your annuity company will service your account as long as you pay them this extra fee. Once again, a reason not to have an annuity. Then there is an investment expense ratio on the inside. So remember, we have these accounts on the inside that look like mutual funds. You have an expense ratio. And because those are hidden, and most investors don't read anything that comes in this big, thick book that comes with your annuity, those fees are usually jacked up pretty high inside of annuities. Those are the three main reasons people hate annuities. You've got the insurance cost, you've got these baloney administration and expense fees, and then you have very high expense ratios versus like a Vanguard fund, which is going to have a much, much lower fee. So these new type of annuities that they're talking about in this piece are called no-load annuities. And actually, you know what? Let's just read a little bit from this piece. It says the solution to all these downsides, try checking out some of the newer no-load variable annuities that are low in cost and have low-cost funds built into their model. Companies that offer them, Vanguard, Fidelity, Nationwide, and a few others, don't pay a commission to the selling agent, so the fees are lower, and you can manage the investments inside the account yourself, or you can have your financial advisor, who you're already paying a fee to, manage it for you. You also can decide for yourself if it's worth adding the cost of an income rider. These guaranteed lifetime withdrawal benefits are what appeal to many annuity buyers, but they vary by insurer, and the riders can be confusing. Let's go through that piece, because this to me is the number one reason to actually have an annuity inside of your portfolio. Longevity is a big problem in financial planning. Ask any financial planner and they'll tell you that longevity is a huge issue. Most people are going to live way longer than they think that they are. And we're using some outmoded ideas to decide how much money we can take out of our portfolio. Good chance we could outlive our money. And it's funny, for the Stacking Benjamin show, I'm getting ready to interview for this woman who's going to be on soon. Her name's Susan Hodges, and the book is called, excuse my, look, I got all kinds of, this is a plane ticket that I use as a bookmark. Cause I got 10 bookmarks about things. Talking about long-term care. It's called A Breach of Trust, and it's horrible. These people that ran out of money and they end up in these long-term care facilities that are absolutely horrible because they don't have any money and they need help, and the families largely abandon them. So if we don't want to be in that position, an annuity is a lifetime income stream that we can't outlive. And it's funny, Ben Stein, do you know Ben Stein? He was on Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Win Ben Stein's Money. He's an economist, he's an actor, really a funny guy. Ben Stein has very famously said, if it weren't for annuities, his parents would have been horribly destitute. I'm sure he probably would have taken care of them, but they would have run out of money, and they're not sophisticated and they don't really care to be sophisticated. So for them, the cost of an annuity made a ton of sense to make sure they had money they couldn't outlive. And it also gave them freedom from worry. So for some people, it's you pay for what you get, right? You can either take the time learning more about this stuff, or you can pay to have somebody take care of you. In the past, with annuities that were super expensive, I would say that cost is still too high. That there's no way. But with these new annuities, now I can take my annuity value. I can have a guaranteed income rider. And the way that the guaranteed income rider works is that they will remark the annuity to the amount of money that you have at a certain point. So we know we've been on a big stock market run for a long time, right? So the market goes up, market goes up, market goes up. They mark it to the market. The market comes down and you start taking a guaranteed amount, maybe 6 or 7% out. You can take that out, and even if your annuity passes zero, you won't run out of money. You can still take out maybe the 6 or 7% of your annuity for the rest of your life. So pretty compelling insurance policy there. When we don't know what's going to happen with the stock market, a lot of interesting things that you can do with that type of an annuity. So good stuff. Let's go through. Our Facebook friends again, see what's going on. We got a lot of chatter today. Derek says, back to the Super Bowl, says that the S&P 500 goes up 70% of the time. Is that data statistically significant? No, Derek, it isn't. It just is fun. The Super Bowl is a ton of fun, and the Eagles got to win. I mean, it just comes back to the Eagles got to win. I don't know if Derek heard me the first time. Eagles have to win the Super Bowl. Nothing against the Patriots, Dave, but they've got to win. Amy says, I want a passive house, no electric bill. How do I get that, Amy? I completely need that. Gregory says, I've always read that if you're maxing out all your retirement accounts in HSA, 401k, IRA, then it might be worth considering an annuity, but I never really understood the benefit over a regular taxable brokerage. The benefit is that guaranteed income stream that you can't outlive, Gregory. That is the thing about the annuity that works. You know what? And if we get annuities so that the costs are low enough, possibly the idea that these are tax deferred. Although a lot of times that tax deferral ends up being a tax trap. It gets messy. Paul says, if annuity is a dirty word, what's a good word? Well, generally you say the word Vanguard and everybody, gets tingly. I think that's the word mom uses. They get tingly whenever they say that, that's probably the word people always want to hear. Dave says index. I don't know, Dave, if you're talking about an indexed annuity, but no, I am not a fan of index annuities. That's a different show. Stick with if you're going to go the way this piece talks about, stick with not an indexed annuity, stick with a variable annuity that you maintain control of. Don't annuitize it, which means turn it into an income stream. Just put this rider on it so that you can take the money when and how you need it. And as long as you stay within the confines of that 6 or 7%, whatever they tell you can take out every year, then I think you win. You maintain control and you can't outlive it. I think that's a better thing. Oh, look at that. Roxanna's here. Philly in the house. Jennifer, here we go. Yeah, we want the stock market to go up. No offense, Pats fans. We just want the stock market to go up. That's all we need. Thanks to everybody for hanging out. Join us on Facebook Live at 11 a.m. if you're watching this live Central Time, and do the math on where you live. We're going to be talking about the Stacking Benjamins experience coming up in mid-April. If you're listening to this, just go back to facebook.com/iStackBenjamins and you can watch the replay of the video. We'll see everybody next time. Go Eagles.
Money in the Morning is created by Joe Saul Sehi and is brought to our channels by our producer and engineer, Richie Rutter Reese. Stacking Benjamins and Money in the Morning are for entertainment purposes. Before making moves, consult with your financial advisor. Looking for training sessions? Kathleen Sellemans has a great suite of Stacking Benjamins tools, so head on over to learn.stackingbenjamins.com. Hoping to chat with us on the web? Say hello to Shannon Cowan, our social media guru and community manager in our Facebook group. She can be found at stackingbenjamins.com/basement. From the basement, I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. See you tomorrow.